Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. So today's story is called Marshmallow, and it is a story and pictures by Claire Turley Newbery, and it's read today by Mommy and do you have a name? Wow. Well, it's a great name there. And I would like to say we should start our story off with a shout out. You want to do that? How about to our friends Brian and Lisa? And a big fat thank you to them for being part of our patrons and supporting us. Yes. And Philip would like to say thank you, please, with his mm-mm-mms. And I think they're great. It is nice sometimes when you use your words, but sometimes sound effects can be quite as effective. So, thank you to our friends who are our patrons who do our supporting us. And we give them their shout outs because they are really helping us do what we do, which is story times and good times to sit and listen and use our imaginations. And we love using our imaginations, don't we? And active listening. Oh, it's so good. So, if you guys, anyone out there who's listening, wants to be a part of supporting us, you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy and jump on board the bandwagon. And we've got really great perks for people who do want to choose to support us. We do our shout outs, of course, and there's a lot of other cool stuff. If you want to get to know Mommy and Philip a little bit better, that's the place to do it. So, without any further ado, Marshmallow. Are you ready? Okay. All right. Here we go. Oliver was a gray cat with tabby markings who lived in an apartment. Many a cat has to catch his dinner before he can eat it, but Oliver was lucky. When he was hungry, all he had to do was mention the fact to Miss Tilly, and she would open the refrigerator and get out his liver or chopped beef. Peace and quiet was what he wanted. As Oliver never went out, he did not know that the world was full of other animals. The only mice in his life were gray flannel ones filled with catnip, and the nearest thing to a rabbit he had ever seen was a stuffed plush Easter bunny. But Oliver did not care. Peace and quiet was what he wanted, and his meals on time. Life, however, cannot always be like that. One day, Miss Tilly called him from the kitchen. "Prowl," replied Oliver, and he hurried over, expecting to find his dinner. Instead, Miss Tilly was smiling at something she held in her two cupped hands. It was small, white, and furry. "What do you think of this, Oliver?"
she said. Its name is Marshmallow. She held the furry thing to her cheek for a moment, then set it on the floor. It had tall ears, pink eyes, and a wiggly nose and twitchy whiskers, and it was alive! Oliver was appalled. He took one look at the creature, then squished his eyes tight. "Oliver, what is the matter with you?" cried Miss Tilly. "Don't tell me you're afraid of a little tiny baby bunny." But Oliver was afraid, and he was too frightened even to run away, but crouched in a corner, opening and closing his eyes as if it actually hurt them to look at a rabbit. As for Marshmallow, he was a very unhappy little bunny. All he wanted was to be at home again with his nice, warm, furry mother. If he had been a kitten, he would have mewed. If he had been a puppy, he would have howled. But if he had been a baby, he would have cried his eyes out. But being a bunny, he just sat still and felt sad.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. We know from firsthand experience that human babies do an awful lot of screaming when they're unhappy, right? Like upstairs, and there's a little baby up there with grandma, and she's not happy, so grandma's having to pick her up and rock her. And puppy dogs, they bark, 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 if they are in a place where they're not happy. And kittens will meow, 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 if they're not happy. And we know that a lot of other animals will make noises, but guess who won't make a noise? A rabbit. Rabbits are very quiet creatures. Let's see what he does next. However, Marshmallow cheered up a bit when he had his dinner. A raw carrot and a bowl of rolled oats. The bowl said, The bowl said dog on it. For the shop didn't have any dishes with rabbit or bunny on them. But as Marshmallow could not read, this did not much matter to him. He ate the green carrot top first, for he was thirsty. And then he munched part of the carrot. And after that, he tried the rolled oats, eating with quick nibbles, crunch, crunch, crunch. And then after he'd finished eating, he hopped into the bowl and took a nap. That night, Marshmallow slept in the bathroom on a bed made out of a folded towel. It was not the same as having a soft, furry mother to cuddle against. Still, he did not cry, nor did he yowl for his breakfast the next morning. "If only you were nice and quiet like that, Oliver," yawned Miss Tilly when Oliver woke her with frantic scratchings and meowings at her bedroom door. Miss Tilly warmed some chopped beef for him and gave Marshmallow another carrot and made herself some coffee and toast. And then she sat down at her typewriter and wrote, "A poem in praise of rabbits. A bunny is a quiet pet. A bunny is the best thing yet. A bunny never makes a sound. A bunny's nice to have around. Puppies whimper, bark, and growl. Kittens mew, and tomcats yowl. Birdies twitter, chirp, and tweet. Moo cows moo, and lambkins bleat. Some creatures bellow, others bray. Some hoot and honk, or yap and neigh. Most creatures make annoying noises, even little girls and boys'. A bunny, though, is never heard. He never, simply never says a word. A bunny's a delightful habit. No home's complete without a rabbit. That morning, Oliver felt much braver. He hardly squinched his eyes at all when he looked at the bunny now. And by afternoon, he was watching Marshmallow with an expression that would have terrified an older and wiser rabbit. Marshmallow, however, was like a tiny new baby that scarcely noticed what went on. He ate when he was hungry, and the rest of the time he slept with his paws tucked up under him to keep them warm. Oliver began creeping towards the sleeping bunny, his eyes glaring wickedly. But just as he got ready to spring, Miss Tilly cried, "Oliver, don't you dare hurt that bunny!" Oliver sat up, blinking innocently. "This just isn't going to work out," Miss Tilly told herself sadly. "Cats always have hunted rabbits, and I suppose they always will." She put Oliver in the other room, and after that, she did not let him come near Marshmallow. Soon Marshmallow began lolloping around the apartment, sniffing things and then tasting them, and nearly everything seemed to taste pretty good. He nibbled the rugs, working very hard in one place until he had gnawed a little bare spot before moving on. He stood on his hind legs and yanked books out of the bookcase. He chewed the chair and table legs, and every time Miss Tilly sat down for a moment, he came hopping up cheerfully to untie her shoelaces. He was a very busy little bunny. Miss Tilly was surprised to find that he nibbled so many things besides carrots. She wrote another poem on her typewriter, which she called "A Solemn Warning to Rabbit Lovers." "A bunny nibbles all day long. A bunny doesn't think it's wrong. He nibbles mittens, mufflers, mops. He only pauses when he hops. He nibbles curtains, lamp cords, shoes. He only stops to take a snooze. Sofa pillows, ribbons, rugs. He takes a mouthful, then he tugs. Galoshes, boxes, books, and string. A bunny nibbles everything." One afternoon, Miss Tilly stayed out later than usual. When Oliver woke from his nap, there was no dinner waiting for him. So he trotted to the door of the other room and said, "Brown." But there was no answer. He could hear odd sounds in the next room.
Like this boing, boing, boing.
No, it was small scuffling noises.
Like this.
Scuffling. That caused his eyes to widen and his ears to point suddenly forward. These sounds were made by Marshmallow's little feet as he went lippity-lippity around the room. Marshmallow had discovered Miss Tilly's old plush Easter bunny and had thoroughly nibbled its whiskers. Now he was just frolicking around the room and kicking up his heels with sheer joy of being alive. Oliver was listening and sniffing while his eyes grew bigger and bigger. "Brawr!" he said again and scratched impatiently at the door. Mm-hmm. And when this did no good, he stood up on his hind legs and patted the doorknob. Finally, he reached up both forepaws, and with one on each side of the knob, he worked it this way and that. At last, there was a small click-click-click, and the door swung open, and Oliver padded silently into the next room, and there was that rabbit, skipping about as if he hadn't a care in the world. He would dash several feet in one direction, stop suddenly, and spring into the air. Then he would turn, dash back to his starting point, and jump again, back and forth, back and forth. Oliver watched it with great interest. Each time the little rabbit whisked by him, he lashed his tail and got ready to spring, but somehow he couldn't quite do it. Perhaps he remembered that Miss Tilly had told him not to hurt the bunny, or perhaps he was still just a little afraid. But Marshmallow sat up tall and stared at the cat, his soft nose twitching rapidly. He looked
like this.
Oh, yes, very good. He looked almost inquisitive, but not in the least alarmed. What was this great striped animal? He wondered. Could it possibly be his mother in a new coat? And while Oliver hesitated, trying to make up his mind to pounce, all at once, Marshmallow scampered joyfully up to him and kissed him on the nose. My goodness. Marshmallow shut his eyes and snuggled close, blissfully happy to have found another furry animal. Even when Oliver opened his jaws and took hold of him with his teeth, Marshmallow was not afraid. For the next moment, Oliver was licking his face as tenderly as any mother cat with her kitten. And like any mother cat, he licked the fur in the wrong direction so that it stood up on end and looked all mussed up. After that, Miss Tilly let them play together every day, for she saw that they were friends. They romped like two little kittens, and wherever the cat went, Marshmallow followed, lippity, lippity, right at his heels. And whenever Oliver lay down to take a nap, the bunny cuddled up to him as close as he could get. Oliver forgot that he never, ever thought of Marshmallow as a strange animal to be pounced upon. He adopted the little bunny and brought him up as his own kitten. And although Oliver never said so, I cannot help thinking that in time he came to agree with Miss Tilly that a bunny's a delightful habit. No home's complete without a rabbit. So I think this little bunny is about as cute as he can be. And friends, in all these pictures in this book, we can see that Oliver looks kind and Marshmallow looks cute.
And should we say the end right after you see?
Would you like to? Would you like to say the end?
No, after you say your words.
The rest of my words? Well, I think we could all do with taking a good long look at putting rabbits on the list of approved animals, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're allergic to them either.
Then we're going to say the end. Can I press the button?
Yep. The end.